Hello.
Hi, I'm calling you with Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Would you be so kind to help me out, Taylor?
Unfortunately, I don't really have time right now.
This won't take too much, Taylor. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I will definitely vote.
Okay, and in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
All right, and just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask what's your race? White, African-American, Hispanic?
I am white.
Okay, and what is your age?
25.
Thank you so much. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or liberal? Very liberal.
Probably very liberal.
Okay. And thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Very satisfied.
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say that want the President and Congress most focused on. For each one, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, 5 if somewhat important, 0 if it isn't at all. Okay, you can use any number between 0 and 10. Making college more affordable.
Probably an 8.
Improving K through 12 education.
10.
Okay, and protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
Probably like 2.
Okay, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, and now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you will feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you will feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Okay, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
70.
Republicans in Congress?
Did you say Republicans in Congress?
Yes.
0.
Okay, and Joe Biden?
40.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each one, I want you to rate from 0 to 10. How important the issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Remember the same thing from 0 to 10. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
3.
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke who move away from cigarettes.
6.
Okay. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
6.
Authorizing prescription medication.
9.
Okay. And it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
All right. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, much more, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Sorry, can you restate the first part of that question?
Yeah. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Somewhat benefit.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government or other issues, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues.
Okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products of flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention, education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products.
That one.
Harm reduction?
Yes.
Okay. And now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, or virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome, okay? An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not very concerned.
Okay. And the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Very concerned, somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. More dangerous products flooding the markets as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Very, somewhat. Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree at all. You can say any number between 0 and 10. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to larger amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulations. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes. We'll simply give them another market in which to operate. Do not agree at all.
An eight.
All right. And the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far from the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all.
5.
Okay. And today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ+ community and population suffer from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
5.
Okay, and our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age of 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal.
10.
Okay. We're almost done. Thank you so much. Sometimes all over over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Is this for a ban? I oppose, right. Somewhat oppose a ban.
All right. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? You strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your community? Much more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat benefit.
Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? Much more willing, somewhat less willing, or much not less willing, or have no impact?
No impact.
All right. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, soda or pop?
Yes.
Okay. Heat, not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Beer?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Okay. Coffee?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Okay. Wine?
Yes.
Okay. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD?
Bachelor's degree.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
All right. And are you or any member of your household a member of the union or employee association?
No.
No. So this doesn't apply for you or anybody in the household, right?
Correct.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, okay?
All right, thank you.
You have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye.